There seems to be a lack of enthusiasm apparent this year as I stroll along the major shopping districts of Cameroon's largest city, Douala.
Les prix ont vraiment grimpé. Les prix ont vraiment grimpé.
It is only a few hours to Christmas Day, and yet I can hardly hear any carols blaring from roadside speakers. Only a small number of shop fronts and trees along the street are adorned with characteristic Christmas decorations. On the streets, sweat-soaked hawkers and visibly nervous shop vendors are shouting discounts in an effort to entice scant numbers of last-minute Christmas shoppers.
Franchement, les choses ne sont pas comme les années antérieures. On se demande vraiment si ça va changer. Tout a grimpé.
This trader tells me she imported a container of toys, dresses, ornaments and electronic appliances, but has not sold up to a quarter of the seasonal goods. She says she'll either incur huge losses by selling the rest at giveaway prices or be stuck with them for 1 year. Reports from rural areas indicate similar declines in enthusiasm. About half of Cameroon's 20 million inhabitants live in poverty, and family wage earners say the escalating cost of living no longer permits extravagant expenditures.
The Christmas spirit is not still in me, because even when you move on the streets, you don't feel, it's not like it's only me.
Well, I think it should be actually because of the economic crisis that we are facing at this moment. When you go into the markets, into the various shopping centers, you see less people. It's not like the previous years.
That euphoria is not there. Maybe because things are hard. We don't have money. The pockets are dry. The banks do not give credit. People are poor.
I don't plan for anything sincerely. You know, celebration goes with money. And the more you discover you don't have money, the more you push away celebrations. And Christmas is not left out of these celebrations.
In some homes, there is tension. According to the press, spouses are threatening divorce and kids are on the verge of unrest. They don't understand why they're not getting budgets to cook special meals or for new dresses and toys. This might have been good news for some clergymen who have, over the years, frowned at the overly materialistic and commercial influences on Christmas. But this year, there's even apathy among some of the faithful.
I don't quite remember the last time I went for Christmas Eve. It's been about 4 or 5 years that I've not been to church on Christmas Day. And it's really unfortunate because for a Christian, God is not probably going to be very happy with us.
What if I have to go to church in the morning and then in the afternoon I don't have what to eat? Then why would I be going to church?
I don't see anything important going to church.
One group, however, stands out in the fairly subdued mood, Chinese traders. Amid widespread inflation and the absence of locally manufactured goods, they've again topped sales charts with comparatively cheap products. Among the big sellers are three-piece suits for kids, now selling for as little as $5.
Chinese, yes, because we are Africans. We have a bigger family. So we are thinking about everybody. Can't go and start buying things that are very expensive. So you need to buy, buy cheaper and you satisfy everybody.
Opt for Chinese goods because they are cheaper, even though they are not durable. They provide much for less money.
In the meantime, economists predict Christmases will be subdued as long as the gloomy business climate and high unemployment rates continue. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tariqa Devine Jr.